This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Arkansas's now six scheduled executions this month have been effectively stayed again. This time, it's the result of a drug supplier suing to block usage of its product in the state's lethal injections. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek with Arkansas Public Media has the details.
A county judge in Little Rock has granted a temporary injunction in favor of the drug supplier McKesson. The company says the Department of Correction used deceptive practices to obtain its vecuronium bromide. Arkansas has been trying to execute eight men before its supply of another drug in its protocol of three expires. Testimony from both sides diverged on whether prison officials were upfront that they were ordering the drugs for use in an execution. Correction officials say they have no other supply of the drug and can't obtain it elsewhere. All executions are now effectively stayed while the state appeals.
The Arkansas Attorney General's office is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to reject requests for a stay of execution for the group of death row inmates. The state described the inmates' challenges as a last-minute delay that would manipulate the judicial process. Two inmates were scheduled to die tonight, with three others to be executed next week. In two filings with the high court yesterday, attorneys for the inmates questioned the effectiveness of one of the three drugs used in the lethal injection process and argued the state's compressed execution schedule is contrary to the evolving standards of decency. The judge who was removed from cases involving Arkansas scheduled executions after he participated in an anti-death penalty demonstration is responding to allegations that he's biased. Pulaski County Judge Wendell Griffin wrote on his blog that he works at learning facts, weighing competing facts, and deciding whether facts prove what people claim to be true. Judge Griffin says this is what he did when issuing a temporary restraining order last Friday, preventing a drug from being used in six scheduled executions. The drug supplier, McKesson Corporation, had filed a claim in Judge Griffin's court that the state of Arkansas misled the company while purchasing the execution drug. Shortly after issuing a ruling in the case, Judge Griffin was spotted participating in an anti-death penalty vigil outside the governor's mansion, lying on a symbolic gurney. This week, the Arkansas Supreme Court removed him from all death penalty cases and asked the State Judicial Discipline and Disability Commission to conduct an investigation. Talk Business and Politics is reporting a collection of nine buildings in Bentonville is being sold for more than $25 million. The industrial buildings total 233,000 square feet and were purchased by Kansas-based Interest. The buildings are located on 28th and Southeast J Streets, as well as on Otis Corley Drive. One of the principals involved in the transaction told Talk Business and Politics there's a hope the deal leads to other opportunities in Northwest Arkansas. The Arkansas Scholarship Lottery is passing a milestone. Officials with the lottery say the game has been responsible for collecting more than $1 million in back taxes from winners. Before winners receive their money, the lottery is required to check for back taxes. Winners are also checked for delinquent child support, which is tracked separately. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says he thinks President Trump is pleasing the people who voted for him. Senator Cotton says the White House approaches to immigration and reducing federal spending are commendable, while the senator says the failure to pass an alternative to the Affordable Care Act is unfortunate.
There was a false start last month in the House of Representatives. I think they moved a little too fast, didn't have enough buy-in from their own membership, as well as the president. And I think it's just important that they start back at the drawing board and get it right, not get it fast. I think the president has realized that as well now.
Senator Cotton made the comments while talking with Roby Brock from Talk Business and Politics. We'll hear more from that conversation Sunday morning at 9 on Weekend Ozarks at Large on 91.3 KUAF. Forward Arkansas is giving a program at the University of Arkansas $75,000 to help students pursuing a secondary teaching license in the computer science field. The gift is designed to aid 10 students in the UA Teach program and was announced this morning. Forward Arkansas is a partnership between the Arkansas Board of Education, the Walton Family Foundation, and the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation. The National Weather Service is suggesting we prepare for some rain. In fact, there is a flood watch for four northwest Arkansas counties and several counties in eastern Oklahoma from late tonight through tomorrow night. Rainfall amounts in the region are expected to range between 2 and 4 inches, and locally recorded totals of up to 5 inches are possible. The rain stayed away long enough to allow the Arkansas Razorback baseball team to defeat Memphis University last night in a game played in North Little Rock. Final score 2-0. Arkansas is now 31-8 in 2017. Up next, a three-game series at Auburn beginning tomorrow night. The Arkansas softball team will head to Mississippi State after defeating Louisiana Monroe 9-3 last night in Fayetteville. The three-game series in Starkville begins Saturday night. And if the rain holds off tonight, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals will open an eight-game homestand at Arbest Ballpark in Springdale, hosting Springfield at 7:05. And the lineup for the OK Mozart Festival in June includes Michael Martin Murphy and the pop trio Wilson Phillips. The lineup for the annual festival held in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, has been announced and also includes chamber music and the world premiere of the Muskogee Hymn Suite, composed by Jared Tate as a commission from the Tulsa Symphony Orchestra. The OK Mozart Festival is June 8th through the 16th in Bartlesville.